Christmases be? May all your Christmases be white.
Interesting. Neil Diamond from the 1992 release of The Christmas Album, of course, and his rendition of White Christmas. Mitch Miller and the Gang from the 1990 release of Christmas with Mitch Miller and 12 Days of Christmas. Johnny Mathis from the 2002 release of The Christmas Album and Merry Christmas. Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass from the 2005 remaster of his 1968 Christmas album and Jingle Bell Rock. Coming back in the second hour, our own retired DJ personalities, O'Brien and Gary, with one of their classic Christmas routines, followed by Helena Ruti with the second of three classic episodes of Everyday Science, and she's going to discuss poinsettias or poinsettias. All depends on which side of the bed you got up on this morning. Followed by lots and lots of Christmas festive holiday tunes in the second hour of the fourth installment of Gova's Golden Oldies with this producer host, among other things, Doug Goffa. See you after the break.
Thank you. You are listening to Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT Pittsburgh.
Finally getting a lime green leisure suit for Christmas presents
Mr. Science!
Yes, to be sure. Joyous Yuletide greetings from the enormously, complicatedly abstruse Mr. Science Laboratory. And little Jimmy, season's greetings to you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Science. And a Merry Santa Claus time to you, too. Hmm. Oh, boy, look, you got the Mr. Science Christmas tree back up after it fell down last week when you broke your face and spilled your bourbon.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, a rather creative rendering of holiday cheer, if I do say so myself, little Jimmy. A warm, stimulating, pleasing-to-the-eye colors of the visual spectrum, electronically reproduced against the familiar backdrop of the traditional green coniferous North American standard pine, and topped, of course, by a brilliant star and laden with sparkling bric-a-brac of various geometric configuration and abundant glitter.
Yeah, and the sucker blinks, too.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I'm glad you got it all put back together, Mr. Science, all the broken glass and all. By the way, could I autograph your cast?
You're a clever lad, little Jimmy. You remember a lot.
You bet, Mr. Science. Like Christmas. All the pretty decorations and no school. All the presents and Grandma and Grandpa come over for turkey dinner and snow and everything. Boy!
Perhaps your memory is not as good as I'd thought, little Jimmy.
What do you mean, Mr. Science? What'd I forget?
Oh, possibly shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock.
Shepherds, Mr. Science?
Yes, little Jimmy. And an angel of the Lord appearing unto them. And the glory of the Lord shining about them.
Gee, Mr. Science, were they scared?
Filled with fear, little Jimmy. But the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.
What happened then, Mr. Science?
Well, little Jimmy, suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
Boy, Mr. Science, wait till I tell the kids in school.
Please do, little Jimmy.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Science.
Merry Christmas, little Jimmy.
Return to Santa. Return to Santa. I got a sweater from my grandma. It was pink and black. But don't worry, be happy. Was printed on the back.
He wrote upon it,
Return to Santa. Just send me cash. Your tacky sweater gave me a rash.
I got a fruitcake and some plaid pants. Hair clippers for my nose. Another bottle of Old Spice. Boy, did I get hosed.
He wrote upon it,
Return to Santa. Who needs this junk? This year's Christmas really stunk.
He wrote upon it,
Return to Santa. Don't mean to be rude, but this Christmas I got Scrooged. Return to Santa. Return to Santa. Return to Santa.
Houston, the Eagle has landed.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in Everyday Science. Take 2 minutes and tune in.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Ever wonder what kind of flowers poinsettias are? The answer can be found in Everyday Science. Poinsettias first came to the United States from Mexico in the early 1800s. Today, the red variety is a perennial Christmas favorite. Let's visit a poinsettia grower to learn more. At first glance, the poinsettias in this greenhouse appear to have green leaves and pointy bright red flowers. But look a little closer. Those aren't flowers at all. They're bracts, which are modified leaves. But that's not to say poinsettias don't have flowers. See those tiny yellow berries in the center of the bracts? They're the flower part, which will eventually bear the seeds of the plant. So why are the bracts red? First of all, note the time of year. When bracts turn red, it's usually November or December. Then note the light outside, or rather the lack of light. Around now, the days are darker and the nights longer, which stimulates a chemical change in the bracts that turns them from green to bright red. This basically has the same effect of turning on a neon sign to attract pollinators or seed dispersers to the flower. Scientists call this type of change photoperiodically induced, because the flowers form only when there is just the right amount of daylight, and the changing color of the bracts is part of that process. Because the increased period of darkness causes the bracts to turn red, or bloom, in November or December, the poinsettia is considered a Christmas flower. Or, for you purists, a Christmas leaf. Speaking of leaves, it's time to do just that. Leave. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, Making Science Make Sense.
Welcome back to the fourth program in the series of the Christmas special editions of Goffis Golden Oldies, featuring Christmas holiday music from the 50s and 60s, with some bonus tracks and a splash of Christmas songs from our local Pittsburgh area artists. Coming up in the first set of hour two, later on, something from the artist known as William Ross, Gayla Peavy, and so many more. But first, this is Andy Williams.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be parties for hosts, marshmallows for toasts, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. Don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Mm-hmm.
William Ross from the 2011 release of A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas, the original soundtrack from that movie, and that is known as the Christmas Melody. And if you sat through the end credits and have seen the film like this person has, the end credits with all that ran over 8 minutes long, a superb arrangement of the Christmas Medley, William Ross. Gayla Peavy from the 2007 release of Celebrating the Season from 1990, I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, of course. Andy Williams from the 1996 release of Happy Holidays, Volume 31, and Most Wonderful Time of the Year. Doug Goff is here. Thanks for hanging in with me on this Christmas show, or for Christmas show. What? Number four. Goff's Golden Oldies. I'll get it together someday, gang, but we're not sure when. Coming up around the bottom of the hour, the third and final episode, classic episode today of Everyday Science, and Helena Ruti is going to discuss evergreens and lots of Christmas holiday tunes for you later on. Something from Nancy Wilson, Ray Conniff and his singers, and so many more. But first, this is Bobby Vinton.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows if you're awake, he knows if you've been bad or good,
so be good for goodness sake.
Oh, you better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, he knows if you're awake, and he knows if you've been bad or good,
so be good for goodness sake.
You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming, Santa Claus is coming.
Weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful, and there's lots. cheer, we will kneel and pray to be shown the way.
And when we're worried and we can't sleep, we'll count our blessings instead of sheep. And we fall asleep counting our blessings. And when our bankroll is getting small, we'll think about the time when we have none at all. And we fall asleep counting our blessings. I'll think about a nursery egg, a picture curly head, and one by one I'll count them as they slumber in their beds. And if we're worried and we can't sleep, we'll count our blessings instead of sheep. And we fall asleep counting our blessings. We'll fall asleep counting our
This is Tube City Online Radio, McKeesport, Pennsylvania, and WRCT Pittsburgh, where you're listening to Goffus Golden Oldies.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Bah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
Oh. What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I'd rather not.
To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Dad just wanted to surprise his kid on Christmas morning.
I'll just open the box and put it under the tree, and it... Wait, what's this?
There.
Oh, no.
He saw it.
Oh, my God. I could be here all night.
Some assembly required.
Wait, a torque wrench? It's a bike, not a torque.
It's a movie that hits you where you live.
I don't know what the diagram...
Some assembly required. Now showing in basements everywhere.
Ever wonder what the moon is made of? Or how your radio works? The answer can be found in everyday science. Take 2 minutes and tune in. Ever wonder why evergreens are always green? The answer can be found in everyday science. The evergreens include pines, holly, some magnolias, and many tropical plants. To learn why they're always green, we're going to have to go out on a limb, literally. Here we are, perched on the branch of a lovely blue spruce. This is considered a needle-leafed evergreen, and for good reason. Most tropical evergreens, like palm trees, are called broad-leafed evergreens. Notice its leaves or needles. They're really tough and strong. The same thing's true of the tropical evergreen. Try to tear one of those leaves in half. Not easy, is it? That's because an evergreen's leaves have been around for a while. Look closely at the leaves on this branch. See how some are fresh and green? Some are rather mature, and others, well, have seen better days. That's because an evergreen grows new leaves before it loses its old ones. Quite different from other trees that lose their leaves every fall and grow new ones every spring. This evergreen may keep its leaves for 2 or 3 years, but eventually the older ones become dry, brown, and brittle, and fall to the ground. Of course, we never notice they're gone because the younger and even somewhat middle-aged leaves stick around, keeping this blue spruce evergreen. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science. Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's national education program, making science make sense.
You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice.
And now, back to a true eclectic mix of wonderful songs with Doug Goffis.
Frosted windowpanes, candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree, Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things. Things for you and for me. It's that time of year when the world falls in love. Every song you hear seems to say Merry Christmas. May your New Year dreams come true. Song of mine in three-quarter time wishes you and yours the same thing too. It's the come true, and this song of mine the same thing to chimney slope and help save Christmas Day. Well, Santa got into his sleigh with the ho-ho-hee-hee-hee. He was heard to say as he whisked away, next time, please leave a key. His Santa was stuck in the chimney and now he's on his way with lots of toys for the girls and boys.
Kathy Renda Malika from the 1994 release of Home for the Holidays, Volume 3, and Santa Got Stuck in the Chimney. Percy Faith from the 1984 release of Christmas Melodies and We Need a Little Christmas. Nancy Wilson from the 2004 release of A Collection of Sounds and Recipes, and The Christmas Waltz is what she did. Obviously a sound. Ray Conniff from the 1988 CD release of his 1962 album, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, and we heard the medley, Let It Snow, Count Your Blessings, and, of course, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Bobby Vinton from the 1991 release of Home for the Holidays and his rendition of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Doug Goff is here with the fourth installment of the Christmas programs of Goff's Golden Oldies, and hope you're enjoying the tunes today. Ho, ho, ho. It's time for some more of those before at the end of our two and the end of today's program, like this one from Thurl Ravenscroft.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch. You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole. You're a vile one, Mr. Grinch. You have termites in your smile. You have all the tender sweetness of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between the two of you, I'd take the seasick crocodile. You're a foul one, Mr. Grinch. You're a nasty, wasty skunk. Your heart is full of unwashed socks. Your soul is full of gunk, Mr. Grinch. The three words that best describe you are as follows, and I quote, stink, stank, stunk. You're a rotter, Mr. Grinch. You're the king of sinful sots. Your heart's a dead tomato splotched with moldy purple spots, Mr. Grinch. Your soul is an appalling dump heap, overflowing with the most disgraceful assortment of deplorable rubbish imaginable, mangled up in tangled up knots. You nauseate me, Mr. Grinch, with a nauseous super nos. You're a crooked, jerky jockey, and you drive a crooked hoss, Mr. Grinch. You're a three-decker sauerkraut and toadstool sandwich with arsenic sauce.
Come a little closer, children. I've got a story to tell.
Oh, gee.
It's about a man you've heard of, and I knew him well.
How well?
He was born on a cold winter's morning and went on to gain great fame. But may I begin my story and refer to him by name?
Please do.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman made the children smile, they say, and were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. With a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. And were they surprised when he rolled his eyes and he came to life that day?
Jimmy, you didn't finish your story.
I know. I just paused to catch my breath.
What happened to Frosty when he came to life that day?
Oh, he got in a lot of trouble, you see. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun before I melt away.
Where'd he go?
Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there and around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and he only paused a moment when he heard him holler, stop.
No!
Frosty the Snowman had a hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Thumpity-tump, tump, thumpity-tump, tump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity-tump, tump, thumpity-tump, tump, over the hills and snow.
Conway told me, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, a newborn king to see, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, to lay before the king, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum, rum-pa-pum-pum. So to honor him, pa-rum-pa-pum-pum, when we come. Shall I play for you, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, on my drum? Mary nodded, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, the yachts and land kept time, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. I play my drum for him, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum. I play my best for him, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum, ba-rum-pa-pum-pum.
Christmas future is far away. Christmas past is past. Christmas present is here today, bringing joy that may last. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. May your heart be light. In a year our troubles will be out of sight. From now on, have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. In a year our troubles will be miles away. Precious friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. I know that in a year we all will be together, if the fates allow. Till then we'll just have to muddle through somehow. Yeah. Have ourselves a merry little Christmas now. Everybody knows.
Couldn't have said it better myself. James Taylor, from his 2006 release of At Christmas and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. The Four Seasons, from the 2004 release of All Time Christmas Favorites and their rendition of The Little Drummer Boy. Jimmy Durante, from the 2012 release of Wonderful Christmas. From 1950, we heard Frosty the Snowman. Thurl Ravenscroft, from the 2006 release of Now That's What I Call Christmas, Volume 3. From 1999, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. And now it's time for that news again that all of us look forward to every week, some more than others. This program has been pre-recorded and edited for broadcast. See you next time for the annual New Year or New Year's edition of Goffus Golden Oldies with this producer host, Doug Goffus. And now it's time for a crisp and professional, as always, goodbye, everybody.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Shop. Shop.